You've been researching these ancient mysteries, as you said, for more than 20 years. Have you seen things change to this point now where you are getting the answers that you sought 20 plus years ago?
Well, it's still an uphill struggle to work with the world of archaeology. It's a curious little world, archaeology. There's not many of them. They're a little club. They all know each other. They've all been to the same colleges. They all work together on maintaining a view of history. And if you ask any one of these individuals, you know, they will say that their dedication is to the facts, and that they really have no other agenda. But the problem with dedication to the facts when you're dealing with 5,000 or 6,000 or 7,000 year old material is that the facts are pretty thin on the ground. And there isn't that much. For example, the Great Pyramid, there it is. I mean, 6 million tons, 481 feet high, 13-acre footprints, you know, 2.5 million blocks of stone, and not a single inscription inside it. Nothing, yeah. You know, you would expect to find acres of texts, lots of...
Something
that would tell you. I mean, surely the individual who was behind, if it was an individual, the creation of such an incredible monument would have wanted to tell us just a little bit about what he was doing. But actually, there is no such thing, and no mummified body of any pharaoh has ever been found inside the Great Pyramid. I'm not ruling out the possibility that it might be, but up till now, that's not been the case. So really, when Egyptologists tell us that this is the tomb of a specific pharaoh from around 4,500 years ago, that's almost fantasy too. You know, that's the kind of their theory dressed up as fact, and mm-hmm. it's rather difficult to break through that and get these guys to consider other possibilities. And that's why I felt ultimately the best way is to go straight to the general public and try to arm an intelligent and inquisitive public with some alternative information so that people can make up their minds for themselves. We have a habit of obedience in our society. It's a habit of obedience to authority. And I think that this habit of obedience when it comes to history has led to too few serious questions being asked about the nature of the material, you know, all we can do is just keep bashing away at that door, you know, hope that some new turn of the archaeologist's spade, because the archaeologists control these sites, will reveal the truth, and indeed that the archaeologists themselves will be willing to release this material to the public. And new stuff is coming out, you know. There's an amazing site in Turkey called Göbekli Tepe.
Yes. It's really old, isn't it, Graham?
It's really old. And when you get to thinking about this site, on its own, it raises such a huge question mark over the picture of history that we've been given that I'm just surprised that you know, we've not heard more about it yet. I mean, you're looking at what you call a megalithic site, a site constructed out of giant stones which have been carved very, very precisely, often with reliefs of animals and strange supernatural figures carved into the stone. And it's on the scale of a site like Stonehenge in England. And the official date that's given to Stonehenge is actually pretty much the same as the official date that's given to the Great Pyramid. In other words, around 2,500 BC, let's say 4,500 years old. Whereas this site in Turkey, and the mainstream archaeologists have admitted this, they don't deny it, this site in Turkey is 11,900 years old. It's close to 12,000 years old. And, you know, there's no context for it. There are no other sites that mainstream archaeology recognizes which are of that age. It just seems to come out of nowhere,
yeah.
out of the Stone Age, in this already you know, fully formed and incredibly impressive state. And it gives, for us who are on the other side, who are trying to give the opposite point of view, it begins to give context to what we've been saying. So, you know, I and colleagues like John Anthony West and Robert Schock have been saying for years that the Great Sphinx of Giza is much older than 4,500 years. Mm-hmm. And we've been inclined to put a date on it, certainly in the case of Robert Bovall and myself, of 12,500 years ago. And what the archaeologists used to say is, hey, that's ridiculous. It can't be 12,500 years old because there was nothing else in the world 12,500 years ago that was being created on that scale. Well, they're wrong because that's right. Göbekli Tepe is on that scale, and it is exactly that, you know, that kind of age. So these are important developments, but again and again, when we have important discoveries like this, the information on them, if not suppressed, gets just quietly pushed into the corner and forgotten about. And I think that's a great shame. And to answer your question, no, I don't think there's been a lot of progress in getting the other side of the story out.
Yeah, that's a shame. I've always wondered too, Graham, with some of these regions that are buried under, you know, tens of feet of sand, what happened for that to happen? I mean, if I would assume if there were a civilization alive while they were there, the planet began to erode, let's say, and sand came in, they would have dusted it away and they would have kept things neat and tidy. To me, it tells me that something happened to these civilizations. They were gone. They either died off, they disappeared, and that this region was left untouched for thousands of years.
Well, as a matter of fact, that's exactly the case with this amazing site in Turkey called Göbekli Tepe. Even more mysterious, it seems that the builders of that incredible site, about 1,000 years after it was created, so 11,900 years ago they created it, 1,000 years later, 10,900 years ago, they seem to have almost ritually closed it up, just closed it down and deliberately buried it. It was buried and hidden away, like a time capsule, you know, in a sense. And it's kind of interesting and a little bit spooky that this time capsule is coming back into our world again today. It's like it was a message from 12,000 years ago to us now, and we need to go figure it out.